Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Basketball Addicts Podcast, and today we have a good one for you guys. Today we were going to be talking about the concept and the idea of what we talked about last week was, let's break down for everybody how to build a winning basketball team, NBA team, right? Today we're going to be having fun with it. We're going to actually give you a 12-man roster that we're going to build on this podcast that'll be able to win a ring. And we have some terms and conditions of what we're doing. We're not allowed to use Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Giannis, Jokic, Luka, and Steph Curry.
And Steph Curry.
Not allowed to use that any of those seven because it's too easy to build. We want to show you, give you guys a challenge. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not going to touch the top seven guys who are all top five level players. So, yeah, Chris, is there anything you want to say about this before we start moving along?
No. Let's get right into it.
Okay, so who are we choosing to build around today, Chris?
You know what? I think an interesting one would be, let's build a team around Ja Morant today.
Oh my goodness. You want to talk about a level 5 challenge. Are we actually taking into consideration that we have to win a championship with a guy that's coming off suspension and has all of his issues?
Yes. Let's build a team around Ja Morant.
Wow.
So, first off,
okay.
It's going to be difficult, right? We got to test
ourselves.
So here's where I say it gets easy, right? We know what he brings to the game offensively, his toughness, and we know what to put around him, per se. So, like, for me, I mean, this is just me spitballing, and I'm probably going to do this when we start, is I would put a Draymond Green around him. I feel like that's the perfect person to match his intensity, and that you put in the center position, and you have him kind of facilitate the ball toward Ja Morant and let him clear out space. He's good for that. He's good with ball movement. That would be the first person I would place there. But go ahead, man.
Yeah, we're definitely going to need some veterans on the team for sure.
Yeah.
You know, when I think of Ja Morant, I think of spacing because of his dynamic ability to get to the rim.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to space around him correctly. You know, I personally view him as a ball handler, somebody that's going to handle the ball most of the time. So the second player we're going to have to choose for him is going to for the second player that we can choose has to be the second best player in his team. Right, we can't choose, you know, somebody that's the best player on their own team. So it's kind of limited options. But me personally, the person I think, you know, may not day one bring him 100% the leadership, but it's a step forward. I think Paul George is the ideal fit here because Paul George can play either anywhere from the 2 to 4, depending on how we're going to play our defense. Right.
Yeah.
But I think the perfect number two to Ja is a wing that's a bona fide bucket, right? He swings the ball and it's Paul George in Paul George's hands. And he can defend extremely well. And I think to build around Ja Morant to win a championship, you're going to need 4 defenders, right? Because Ja Morant ain't defending, right? Ja Morant's a below average defender. He takes nights off mentally. So I think Paul George would be the right 2 for him. What are you thinking? Do you think somebody else? This is obviously a discussion.
So I'm looking at I'm thinking about Paul George now. So I'm like, okay, so John Morant needs the spacing. So he knocks down the three very well. I mean, Paul George knocks down the three very well, and he defends. So it's a nice 3-and-D addition to him. So I actually agree with that one. That's not a bad one. I agree with that one.
Okay.
So I guess my next question would be is, how are we set... I'm sorry, I got the hiccups. Setting up our offense?
I think it should be almost Milwaukee Bucks-like, where as many shooters as you can put on the floor. Because nobody's stopping Ja Morant at the rim at all.
Yeah.
We don't need much more slashing and shot creation as a team. And Paul George, that man's a 28-point-per-game bucket. Plenty of shot creation.
Yeah.
He, even though he does drive to the bucket, he does so much shot on his perimeter shot creation. When I think of that, I think of shooting, and it's going to be important to get a two that it can defend. That's going to be really needed.
So if we're going to set it around shooting, so we're going to do more drive kick than anything and kind of have somebody to facilitate the ball very well. So we do need somebody who can pass the ball very well, or at least averagely pass the ball.
I don't think we're going to need much more passing as a team because Ja Morant's a good passer. And Ja Morant's going to be a volume ball handler getting to the rim. And it's going to be Russell Westbrook-ish. You know what I mean?
Okay, yes, yeah, so that's drive kick. So, yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. So I guess from my third player, because you said we can, depending on how we're going to set up our offense and defense, is like where we're going to put Paul George. So now we need a small forward.
I mean, it could be anyone. Paul George can be your four. He's 6'8". So, like, he can be anywhere. It depends on what talent you want to put next to him. But this next player has to be the third best player on his team.
Give me
the
Brooke
tough
Lopez.
Thing is, Brooke Lopez? Brooke Lopez is the fourth player on this team. So we don't have to use that spot if you want to use him yet. But we do have to make sure that if we... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. You give me the rules.
So if we do get Brooke Lopez, even though I agree with the shooting, we would have to run drop coverage. And that means we would have to build a team that's going to... Like, it's going to change the way we build the team. Like, it's going to need to be... Our power forward needs to be taller because drop coverage works best when you have a power forward that can shot block and be, like, a weak side defender, and we're going to need a good small forward defender to allow the power forward to do his role. And we're going to have rotational pieces going to be a little longer. Not like it's not doable. I'm just saying that's what we'd have to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though I like the Brooke Lopez idea for the 3-point shooting, and you get some post touches as well. So maybe the third best player, maybe Jaren Jackson Jr. is an option. Like, that dude defends like nothing else. He can shoot the three. He can shot create a little bit and give you like 16 to 15 a game. And perfect full power forward and drop coverage. Like, he's Giannis, right? You know what I mean? Obviously, he won DPOY. He's special. That's an option. You know, Klay Thompson's an option, but I'm a little like, because Klay is to get that off ball movement and get that. The screens that he has, it's not a great fit for somebody like Ja Morant, who basically as soon as he crosses half court, he's trying to get downhill, right? We're running a pick and roll, and he's going to try to get in. And that's not a slower pace offense, you know what I mean? So...
What about OG?
OG Anunoby?
Yeah. I'm looking at his stats right now.
The tough thing about that is I think he might legitimately be the second best player on this team. You think Scotty is the second best. But Scotty didn't have a really good year. So I think I think NBA GMs would consider OG Anunoby the second best player.
Best player on the Toronto. Okay, so we can't.
Sadly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Back to the drawing board.
It gets tough, right?
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't make this fun, though.
Well, Bradley Beal will be the second best player on his team, too.
I guess he's technically third, but I don't want to have Bradley Beal and Ja Morant guarding other people. No matter how much we score, they're going to score on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, a really solid, like, fifth best player on the team for this situation, Josh Hart. Josh Hart would be a really nice two. Give us a 3-and-D, 6-4, can guard guards if we needed it.
Yeah. Oh, man, it does. I'm looking at these players right now, and I'm just like, but who do we use? And then Bam would technically be the second, so can't use him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rondo, Kyle Anderson, 6'9", Kyle Anderson. Let's see. Look at his stats right quick.
That's not easy. Not easy. Yeah, third best player far after listing all... Because, think about how good the team would be if it was Ja Morant, Josh Hart, Paul George, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Brook Lopez. That team sounds good to me.
Right. I like that team. Like, that's why I was like, Brook Lopez. You said shooting and you just need defense. I was like, Brook Lopez. Like...
Yeah, and we run drop coverage now, so we just have to draft the right bench guys around Jaw for that situation. But I think, you know, because championship teams need enough passing, Ja Morant hits that, and the shot creation from Paul George and Ja Morant would be so perfect. Josh Hart and Paul George and Jaren Jackson Jr. defensively and what Brook Lopez does at the rim. Right, because if you're going to run drop coverage as well, you desperately need at least one guard that you can put in those terrible positions, because in drop coverage, the guard has to go over the screen, you know what I mean? So you're putting these guards in absolutely tough conditions where they have to be freaky elite defenders. So I think, you know, Josh Hart is a guy that can do that, because he's a very elite defender, and he also shoots a three. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He might come off the bench, but saying he's the fifth best player in the New York Knicks is not that crazy. So I'm thinking we're not going to find a better team than this.
No. Yeah. I think that's a good team.
So now it comes
to our bench, though.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I think bench-wise, point guard. See, this is where it gets tough, where we have to legitimately find guys that can bring Ja Morant along mentally, right? And it's what makes this really interesting. And with our starting lineup, Jaren Jackson Jr. is not going to be able to help with that. Brook Lopez is a veteran, but he's not going to really be able to help that. Paul George is not going to help with that. You know what I mean? But I think a guy who would be a step forward in this direction is Kyle Lowry.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Wow. Kyle Lowry at the point guard. Because of the championship experience, how much of a dog he is, how smart he is, how good of a leader he is. I think Kyle Lowry, and then maybe we need a guard defender off the bench, so Patrick Beverly or, you know, Alex Caruso can 3-and-D off the bench and has championship experience. You know what I mean? I think those two would be real nice. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. That's what you're thinking? See, I was thinking more like we need, since we have like a Russ OKC kind of dynamic, with how the team is kind of set up, we kind of expecting more of a drive kick because Ja Morant is going to put so much pressure on the rim when he's attacking that he's going to open it up the lane for shooters. Yeah. I was thinking along the lines that if we want a veteran leadership, that we should go the route of the Memphis Grizzlies today. And I was thinking Derrick Rose off the bench.
I don't think that's a bad 12th man. I don't think that's a bad 12th man at all. 12th guy off the bench. But I think asking him to play a lot of minutes, I don't think he's still able to do that. But I really like where you're thinking for the 12th guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so I guess since you picked two, I'll pick another one. Since Russ is available, I would put Russ on the bench. He would come off the bench as our sixth man.
Okay.
So now you have three high-powered, high-velocity guys who really put a lot of pressure on the rim.
If we're going to have Russ be Ja Morant, Ja Morant's not in the game, then it makes no sense to have Kyle Lowry. So okay, I think,
you do have Kyle Lowry. Never mind.
No, it's okay. I like the idea of having Russ back up Ja Morant. Okay. I think it's a great idea schematically. Like, it makes so much sense.
Because you don't want the offense to change too much. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah. Still, but I still like Alex Caruso with Russell Westbrook off the bench, because I really think we still need that defensive guard that can do those things schematically. So I think he should be the two. He can 3-and-D very well. So when we're talking about forwards forwards or centers that have championship experience that are bench players, Golden State doesn't have many to choose from. Miami Heat have a lot of veteran guys that are really solid, but none of them. Ooh, you know what might be a good option? Backup power forward Kevin Love. We get a lot of championship experience when we need a power forward, right? Because we're actually playing with power forwards as Jaren Jackson Jr. We get the spacing and the three-point shooting and the toughness. That makes a lot of sense. And I would choose, as the 11th man, Danny Green. He may not touch the floor, but Greg Popovich championships. He's been on the Lakers rings. He's a really big veteran in the NBA. So if we have Derrick Rose, Danny Green, and Kevin Love to help Ja Morant become ready to win a ring today, right? So I think we need to overdo the championship experience. So then we can just fill out the center and small forward position off our bench now.
Okay, Bobby Portis.
Ooh. I might throw a flag on the play on that.
Really?
A flag on the play is I don't think he can defend and drop coverage for the center position, and I already drafted Kevin Love.
Yeah, you did already draft Kevin Love as our center, right?
Yeah. No, it's Kevin Love's our power forward. He's too small.
But he's our power forward.
Run drop, we got to have a backup center that can block the rim.
That can block the rim?
Guard the rim, run. Because it's defensive coverage, the whole defensive scheme.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to think, like, who can we get is, like, tall enough? Because I don't want to have a small ball
Dwayne
center,
Dedmon,
you know?
Would be who I would choose. Dwayne Dedmon is the Miami Heat backup center, 6'11", 7 foot, played on the Spurs for a long time. That's who I would choose, personally. Culture guy.
Let me look at centers. Since we're looking at centers, let's look at centers. Backup, you said Dwayne Dedmon. Okay. That is a thing. I'm not doing DeAndre Ayton. Well, I mean, I would think, like, if we... Yeah. If we have, like... What I'm thinking is, I don't want to change the team too much schematically for the bench. I don't want the offense to be different. So, you know, with the fact that we have Brook Lopez, we have Jaren Jackson Jr., you know what I mean? We have Ja, Paul George. Those are, you know, our whole entire front court, our whole entire, like, first team on the court is full of shooting, right? And I don't want to change the team too much schematically, even though we're adding Russ and he's not that good of a shooter anymore.
True.
It's just that still he would bring the same intensity as Ja would, so it doesn't change the offense too much. So I don't want to change it too much schematically. You see what I'm saying?
I agree.
I think that the Caruso thing was absolutely perfect because I think that's a great 3-and-D.
Yeah. Our small forward's going to have to go.
I'm trying to think, like, exactly. Our small forward and center have to be. Well,
Jay Crowder?
Our center can. Well, our power forward can shoot. Yes.
Jay Crowder's off the bench for the Bucks, and he's got championship experience.
Jay Crowder sounds good, and then now our center has to be able to shoot. So
really, backup center that shoots threes. There might be
that is.
No, Miles Plumlee's out the league, huh? Who?
Horford.
Ooh, starts.
I know,
he
but
starts.
But he's not the best player on his. He's not the best player on the team though.
Damn, Al Horford's a cheat code. I just feel so bad for using them. If I had to say, Boston
we want
to
win though.
He'd be 7th or 8th best player.
Yeah. That's fine.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Al Horford would be a phenomenal center for this because of the spacing. Yeah. And the veteran presence. Yeah. So that'd be a super veteran team. And I feel like that was the point of this is when we talk about our last podcast. and it was about how to build a winning team. We have the three-point shooting, right? We have Paul George. We have Kevin Love. We have Brooke Lopez, Jaren Jackson Jr., Josh Hart, Alex Caruso, Jay Crowder, Kevin Love, like ton, and Al Horford, tons of Danny Green as well, tons of three-point shooting, right? So we got that checked off. Defense, we have a defensive scheme running drop coverage. We got the DPOY, Jaren Jackson Jr., Paul George is a heck of a positional wing defender. Josh Hart's going to be able to be the defender, and Alex Caruso can defend. Brook Lopez can defend the rim. Al Horford's a phenomenal defender. Jay Crowder's a great defender, so we got that checked off. We have the shot creation coming from Paul George, Ja Morant, Russell Westbrook, Jaren Jackson Jr., just a smidge, right? We don't need a ton. And, you know, you put everything together like that, and that's how a winning team's built. And we have also have the passing. Russell Westbrook's a really good passer. And we have a scheme and identity, which is we have freaky point guards that can get to that rim and efficiently get to the shooters at the wing. So you can't stop them. I mean, I know Russell Westbrook gets a lot of hate, but that's a picture-perfect backup point guard.
That it really is.
For that scheme.
And this is a perfect team for modern NBA.
Yeah. With the right amount of veterans.
With the right amount of veterans and shooting.
Yes. We check everything.
They can just put so much pressure on the rim, like Ja, Russ, Rose. That's just,
Okay, and really quickly, what head coach and organizations is this team going to go under? I'm thinking Pop. I'm thinking either Pop or Spoelstra. I don't think this is Steve Kerr's type of offense. So or defense, because there's all about switchability.
You saying Pop or Spoelstra?
That's what I'm thinking.
Pop is known for his ball movement. Which is awesome with this team. But you have to have at least below, I mean, you know, like average to like above average passing, but you do have that with Russ. So I'm not really seeing that pop ball movement coming through here with this team. Okay.
That's a good point.
Spoelstra is a tough guy. He's a tough guy.
We got a lot of tough vets.
Heart, grit, and determination.
Yeah. I think he'd be a good coach for Ja too. Yeah, mentally ready to be a champion because they got so much champion experience and championship culture. I think that's the perfect fit.
You said Spoelstra. Spoelstra's your pick, right? So my pick is a little left field, right? My pick is I forgot what his name is, but he coached OKC.
That one
during the Russ MVP era.
He's out of the league. He doesn't coach a team anymore. He used to coach the Wizards, but he doesn't coach anymore. He must be an assistant somewhere, but he doesn't coach a team.
He might be an assistant somewhere. I don't see him being out of the league. I feel like he would be a good fit for this team. Not because
we could have an assistant.
You know, I understand I understand he doesn't have championship experience, but he's coached this kind of offense before and made it work.
True.
Yeah. So you want somebody with like experience in coaching that offense.
Okay. So how about he's a Spoelstra's assistant? How about that?
Fair. I forgot what his name is. Why can't I think of his name?
It's something odd. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we're about 22 minutes in. We have definitely enough time for another one of these. So who are we thinking next? Obviously, we can't touch Ja Morant.
Yeah. Do you want to build a team? Not modernly, but like for like the 90s or 80s, just to test us a little bit.
I think we're trying to use modern players. I think we're trying to stay modern basketball. So let's go with a modern player, modern star.
No. I'm saying like use like modern players, but build a team from now that can win then.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say, but I know that like we want to try to stick to present day stuff during this offseason, so I think that's why we should stay.
Fair. Okay. I chose the last one. You choose. Who do you think? I'm thinking Jimmy Butler, but that's just
so,
my opinion.
Yeah, it's easier. It's so easy building around Jimmy because of the passing you get from him. But, man. So we did just build with a volume, a attacking point guard that needed a ton of veteran presence. So I'm thinking, let me take a look at the teams real quick. That's an option. That's an option. Nope. 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 Let's do the team that's lately. You know what? A guy who we just built around a point guard. Let's build around a small forward, Jason Tatum.
Okay. 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 You want me to go first?
Yeah, sure.
CP3.
That guy is. What is he on his team? He's not better than Clay. He's not better than Steph. He's not better than Wiggs. He's not better than Draymond. He's the fifth best player on his team. So I do like the pick, though. I do completely understand where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying CP3 is going to be our fifth best player?
Yeah, give me CP3 okay. And Brogdon. I'll take Brogdon as our starting point guard.
I like Brogdon a lot. That's a good choice. So Brogdon on the Boston Celtics. He's not better than Tatum. He's not better than Jaylen Brown. He's not better than Kristaps Porzingis. He might be the fourth. So that's the fourth. So I get to play with the third and the second.
Well, hold on. I was trying to pick a starting point guard. So wait. Is Luka still on the board or no?
Can we use Luka? No, we can't touch Luka.
Okay, never mind. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we're going CP3 and Malcolm Brogdon together. Malcolm Brogdon at the two?
Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon at the two.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Or if he starts and CP3 comes off the bench, one or the other, just so you can still have that passing. And you're not really too much.
I think Malcolm Brogdon can be a two. I mean, that guy is a 40% three-point shooter, 6'5", defends extremely well. He's a secondary ball handler who can score better than CP3. It's just CP3 is going to be the guy running the offense.
Yeah.
Ooh. You see, the thing about CP3 is the ideal situation for CP3 is players where he can manipulate off of. And I can play with the second or third best player in the team. So you gave me a lot of leeway here.
Yeah. Remember his strong suit, because he's a traditional point guard, is the pick and roll.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so my second best player is either going to have to be a small forward, because do you consider Karl Anthony Towns the best player in his team? I do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ant's the second best. Okay, so I can't touch Cat. And the tough thing about the center position is the good centers in the league are, you know, DeMontis Sabonis and Bam. They're good because they can pass, right? They don't fit this team.
Right.
So it gets tough. This is really interesting. You threw CP3 in here.
Yeah.
I think I might just touch the guy that we touched last time, Paul George. No.
Okay.
No. He's way too similar to Jason Tatum. Their games would not intersect.
Okay, so let's talk it out. What's our offensive scheme here? Because I'm thinking that Jason Tatum is as pure a scorer as you're going to get.
Yeah.
The Celtics really have a really pure scorer, but what they've been missing is their passing. They don't have anybody to really just, you know, kind of manipulate the offense and kind of make those decisions and play chess for them. That's why I chose CP3 there, because he's such a traditional point guard that he fits in any era on any team.
True. Yeah.
If that's what you're going with offensive scheme, then I can. You're looking for a three and a four?
I'm looking for the four and the five. That's the second best.
I'm in the four and the five. I'm thinking pick and roll. So you have to get like.
Damn.
No, I don't want to get AD.
Anthony Davis.
Ooh.
AD.
Okay. AD's
the second best player in his team. I mean, we're talking about pick and roll. Center position wise, I'm not letting that man play power forward. No. You're a center. You're a center. We're going to have switchable offense. We're defense. I'm not going to do it. There's no need to drop coverage when you have Jason Tatum already on the wing. Like, that's too good. He's too strong. He's a great defender. But ADs also can be a mid-range shot creator, and he would be so great with CP3 initiating everything. You know what I mean? CP3 would play off of AD so well. I don't think there's a better center in the league that he can play off of, other than maybe Jokic and Joel Embiid. So I'm thinking AD, second best player on the team.
Would you consider Jimmy the best player on his team?
Yeah, Jimmy Butler for sure.
Okay.
Okay. This is where it gets tough.
So you have the 4 and the 5.
So,
so
we got to have
center.
The power forward. You know, like, Paul George isn't a terrible option. It's just they're so gosh darn similar.
Yeah. We need somebody who can, like, who doesn't, I mean, well, if we have Ime, then we can get him to set up on the opposite sides, and then it works as a coach. But I don't know if that's what we want to do, per se.
You know who wouldn't be a bad option?
He doesn't have a left hand. Go ahead.
Wiggs. And we have Jason Tatum at the 4. Like, if we just get a ridiculously gifted defender, and then we just say, we're defending everybody, that's not a bad option. Ooh.
Wiggins?
What if... What if we, instead of Wiggs, we say... I have a theory for you, Chris. I think that CP3, Anthony Davis, Jason Tatum, and one player that I will say I would like to switch out to make fit in the Golden State would be Klay Thompson for Malcolm Brogdon. And then you can choose our power forward. Because CP3 and the Golden State Warriors offense, with all their movement and having him paired with Klay, what he does defensively, and also the switchability defensively, with Jason Tatum and AD, I think that would be freaky. I don't think anybody would touch that team if we just get the right power forward.
Let's see. Okay. So we got CP3, Klay,
Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis.
Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis. So I've
picked
the 4.
That's what I think it should be. And we're looking for the 4th best player on our team now. At the 4.
A power forward. Okay, let me look here. I'm about to open up the rosters. This is
a 4. You know, a guy that we touched last time, even though we said is the 7th best player on his team, Al Horford. You remember when Al Horford was in Boston and they had Isaiah Thomas and he was always initiating things? Like, he really does pass well, and obviously he defends extremely well, and he can shoot that 3, so I think he'd be a really good, like, screen setter for Klay. And
wait a second, they have Jimmy Butler listed as a forward.
Yeah, he plays everywhere.
Yeah, I was saying Jimmy, like, so we can have like a little
he's
bit
too
of,
good he's the best player in his team. So sorry.
Right. Yeah. We can't do Bogdanovich because it's pretty much the same.
Can't touch anything defensively. Bogdanovich.
For a 4, a good 4. A good 4. I need. What do we need? So we got Horford. Right.
I think Horford's the best choice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I agree. I agree Horford will be the best player. It would be the best choice for that team.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are we thinking for the bench, then?
Okay, bench-wise...
They got to fit Golden State Warriors offense.
A guard that fits Golden State Warriors offense. With the passing.
I think the 2 guards pretty obvious. Duncan Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah, Duncan Robinson, because similar to Klay, just shoots.
Yeah.
We
just need a point guard that can also pass and defend, then, to get that one
pass and defend. Point guard that can pass and defend. Let's see. Well, I know Jose Alvarado can defend, but can he pass?
He passes decently well.
Bruce Brown wouldn't be a terrible option as well.
Yeah. Oh, I think my page is locked up.
Okay. There's Javon Carter. He's Javon not that Carter. Bad. He's a phenomenal defender. Ricky Rubio can't touch anybody defensively.
No. What? Okay, I'm looking at guards and no, I'm looking at all positions. Okay, here we are. Guards. Melo. He can pass, shoot, but he can defend, okay. Barrett has the IQ to pass.
Too good of a player for the bench. He starts.
Yeah. We need somebody who can pass and defend.
Or if we can find like some point forward or point center that's off the bench.
A point forward, Alperen Sengun.
That's a really good choice. That I think is a really good decision. I think we just need a smidge more passing though, since he's a little more. He's not like 100% just to develop in that aspect yet.
Yeah.
Ooh, Davion Mitchell. He can defend. He may not be able to shoot the three that well, but we did just draft Duncan Robinson. I'm sure we can.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be the best choice.
Davion Mitchell.
Yeah.
To win a trade? Okay. Yeah, I can't see anybody else per se. I was thinking like, you said point forward, I was like, Alperen Sengun, but.
Yeah, it's tough to find.
Yeah.
So, now it comes down to small forward, power forward, and center.
This gets tougher and tougher every time.
Ooh. Danny Adavia, small forward from the Washington Wizards. He's a point forward. He was a bust from the draft, but he's still on their bench. So, But he's a really solid point forward that could shoot the three. We get even more passing. 6'8". We just need a defender that can defend now. I mean, there's like Tayshaun Prince, there's Jay Crowder. There's tons of guys that we could choose. Yeah.
You said, I mean, we can do Jay Crowder again. He's a shooter. He can defend as well.
I agree. I feel like that's in switchability. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So we
and then
have...
What are we looking for, a five?
What? Go ahead.
Are we looking for a five?
Yep. Five and then our two bench guys.
Okay.
I don't mind Sengun.
Okay, let's do Sengun then.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the 11th and 12th best players. I feel like JaVale McGee, just in case we face a team where we really need to defend the rim, we could swap out JaVale McGee for Sengun. And then maybe some shot creator with some upside. That's the 12th guy.
Banchero?
Huh?
Banchero?
Pablo Banchero? Dude's the best player on the team.
I know.
Pablo Banchero.
Why not? Pablo Banchero. I'm just kidding. Are we looking for a center?
Lonnie Walker? I don't know.
I like Lonnie Walker.
Okay.
I like what Lonnie Walker brings off the bench. That's not a bad one. Lonnie Walker.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. So that's our 12-man roster. Just to go over real quick. Yeah, that's going to win a championship. We have plenty of veteran experience with CP3, and we got Klay Thompson and Jay Crowder. Al Horford, plenty of veteran experience. We got plenty of passing with Al Horford. We got plenty with CP3. We got much passing. It's insane. We got plenty of three-point shooting. Jason Tatum, Klay Thompson, Duncan Robinson. And we got Jay Crowder, Al Horford, Danny Adavia. That team could shoot the poo out the ball. Got plenty of defense. We run a switchable scheme. We have Anthony freaking Davis. Okay.
Yeah, he's great. Right? He's great defensively. Yeah.
Jason Tatum, we're switchable. CP3 is extremely smart. Klay is Klay defensively. We touch it all. It's everything. This is what we talked about in the previous podcast. Perfect championship building.
Yeah. Okay. Really, and it's built perfectly for the modern NBA.
And a perfect Golden State Warrior team. Let's run those.
So
we got one more in
Curry
this.
Curry's the coach. Curry's the coach.
Yeah, yeah. Duh. We got one more team to build.
One more. Okay, it's my pick, huh? Let's see. What's the guy who's going to be like Ja Morant or like, you know, somebody will kind of one off? It's like a star, need some help. You like want to see him win.
Okay. I'll just list off a bunch of names. There's Trae Young. LaMelo Ball's maybe a little too young to win a ring as the best player.
Yeah.
We got Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell is similar to Ja. Trae is similar to Curry. So those are two similar builds.
Yeah. There's Jimmy Butler, who has been alluded by a ring.
Butler might be a good one. Karl Anthony Towns, let's go.
Really? We're doing it?
Karl Anthony Towns, we're doing it.
27-10 himself.
Yeah.
Whew. This is going to be fun. So, one thing we got to say right away, we got to run drop coverage. We can't have switchability defense with Cat. That's just the reality. I love him offensively. He's, again, people hate on him. He averaged 27-10 the year before last year when he did, before he had Rudy Gobert next to him. So we're going to have to run drop coverage, and we're going to have to put the right pieces around him. And the right spacing around him to allow him to do his thing, and the right coach and the right front office. So it's going to be fun.
Here's my thing with Cat, though, right?
Okay.
You mentioned spacing. But he is the best big three-point shooter.
Oh, yeah,
so
for sure.
So he's spacing the floor. So I wouldn't really – I mean, I would want him to go down low, but I wouldn't expect him to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would be like, you could stay back. You know what I mean? You could stretch the floor and be that kind of center and be a stretch center.
Yeah.
I mean, stretch five. I'm okay with that because I wouldn't expect him to just go down and dunk on people. Like, I know he can do it, but, like, he's the best big three-point shooter. So what we would need for this team to work is we need – if we're going to set it up so that he shoots more, we're going to need people who can put pressure on the rim that opens him up for shots, and we need passing.
Yeah. And we need championship experience.
There you go. And my number one pick for that is Russell Westbrook.
As like a backup point guard, or are we talking starting? Because I don't know.
As a backup.
Okay. I think... Okay, so Russell Westbrook's off the bench. But I think, so this guy is not the first best player in his team, not the second, not the third. Is he the fourth? He probably is the fourth.
Yeah.
I think Draymond Green would be beautiful next to Kat because Draymond Green doesn't need to post to score. He doesn't score any points. He doesn't need to score anything to do what his damage is. You get that passing, and we get the defensive freak of nature. He can be a perfect four in that drop coverage, and he's so ridiculously smart and championship experienced. I think him next to Karl Anthony Towns would be beautiful.
Okay. I see what you did there. Oh, wait a second. That means that we have to find somebody similar to Draymond for the bench.
Well, I don't think anybody that exists in the world is... There's no two Draymond, sadly.
Yeah, there's no Draymond two.
We'll figure it out when we get there. The Golden State Warriors didn't have a mini version of Draymond when they won a ring.
Yeah.
So they got it from Barbosa and Livingston and Iggy.
Oh, that Iggy's passing. Yeah. Iggy's a nice one. Come off the bench, too, for sure.
Yeah. So I think that perimeter shot creators from the perimeter and the mid-range, I feel like would be perfect fits for Cat.
So I guess before I pick the next player, you said, so how are we just setting up the offense then here?
I think Greg Popovich offense, where all we need is ball maybe movement. One more passer that's pretty decent on the floor, and then we can run Greg Popovich's offense, especially important for Cat posting three-point shooting, because obviously nobody in the league has more of a resume of getting the most out of bigs. Think Pop. That's Pop, yeah. Is Duncan Robinson, the David Robinson, and Tim Duncan. He got the most out of both of them. Whatever the best version of Cat is going to be in the Spurs.
Okay. So we need ball movement. So we need a passer. One more solid passer.
I have an idea.
I'm listening.
Don't have to choose it. No. Darius Garland. Just say. I would just like to throw
Darius
out
Garland.
DG.
Darius Garland.
He just, if you put a Spurs jersey on Darius Garland, he'd be like, yeah. Duh. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, duh.
Right.
Just yeah. Say it.
Darius Garland is an option. I'm thinking, though. Okay, so.
Not getting in your way. Not getting in your way.
Looking for passings. Passing. Okay, let me look. I gotta open up this up again. You said Darius Garland. That sounds really good. Hold on. Darius Garland. Okay. Okay, I'm fine with
you're
that.
Down
Darius
with
Garland it is. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, so we have Cat at the five. We have Draymond at the four. Darius Garland at the two. I think... Man. So we do need a guard defender. And I think our three needs to be able to score. I think we can all agree on that.
Okay, yeah. Guard defender and our three needs to be able to score.
Yeah.
Paul George?
That's the tough thing. Darius Garland's the second best player on this team. But I don't mind the fact that we have him here. Because he's a beautiful San Antonio Spurs fit and the passing fit. And I think he would fit so beautifully with Cat at the in the pick and roll, because he can do everything just like Cat. So you could get really creative with the way you run things there with him.
And Maxie's a point guard.
Wiggins is definitely a good option. I'm definitely thinking about him.
Wiggins for three?
It might be. Marcus Smart isn't a terrible option at the two.
No. What do we have so far? One, four, and five?
Yeah, we have a one, a four, and a five, and a two as the best players that we chose.
And a two.
I think.
Okay.
Right? No.
No, did we choose it? We didn't choose a two yet.
Yeah, so we need a two and a three. Yeah. But the best players, we've chosen the first best player on their team, second best player, a fourth, and a fourth. And that's it so far.
Okay. So we need the second best player.
A third.
The second best guard. Well, Jalen Brunson will be considered the best player on his team. So
yeah.
Right there.
I'm going to go... Yeah, it's got to be Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins is a perfect fit on this team. He can give you 18 a game, perfect third scorer on the team. So I think Andrew Wiggins is a perfect. And we desperately need that forward that can guard the wing to allow Draymond to play free safety and do all it does. He does spacing wise. You know what I mean?
Okay. Then OG for the two then.
Second best player in his team. Sadly.
Yeah, we have a two left. We have a two left.
No, because Darius Garland is the second best player on his team.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I took the third best. You took the second best, and we both took, and you took, well, I guess we both chose Cat, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, we have a fifth best player on his team at the two guard that we could put.
fifth best player on this team.
That needs to be able to defend.
It needs to be able to defend.
You know, a guy who used to play on San Antonio, not a bad option, not saying we have to choose him. Cody White. The Boston Celtics, they got Malcolm Brogdon and Cody White or Cody something. You know what I'm talking about. He's from Colorado. Used to play in San Antonio.
Listen, Colorado. Used to play in San Antonio. I'm looking now. Colorado. Here it is. Colorado State. Derek White.
Yes. Derek White wouldn't be a bad option. Derek White. Are you going with him?
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
He's a good fifth scorer anyway. Or fourth scorer.
Yeah.
Okay, so the bench has to fit. Well, I mean, we don't really need a ton of passing at this point in time with DG, Draymond, and what's his face? And you got Russell Westbrook on the team, right? Are you still going Russell Westbrook?
Backup point? Russ on the backup point, yeah.
Okay. So this team, what does this team lack?
Would you consider, what's the Anthony, what's his name? The shooting guard on, or point guard on Minnesota. Would you consider him like the second best player on the team? Probably so.
Yeah.
I would assume so, yeah.
Big time bench guy.
Big time bench guy. Jabari. Oh, this is from Colorado. Let me take this. Take that off. All colleges. Allen, Kyle Anderson, Anthony, Mike
Bobby Bailey. Portis.
I like that.
Perfect. San Antonio Spur backup big.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. That's my our big bench guy. Man, he would be so good at a Spurs jersey.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Okay, well, wait. And then maybe
what's your choice now? Montrez?
Montrez.
I think he's a little too small for drop coverage. And okay. He's honestly
so we need somebody just a bit taller than.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. The center forward position, kind of a combo. Jackson Hayes, then.
I think he's really too raw. I think he's too raw in his game defensively. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't start play any minutes for the Lakers next year because he's so raw.
And let's see, Christian Coloco. He plays for Toronto.
He's good.
He averages like 3 points a game.
No backup center gets any minutes. JaVale McGee wouldn't be a bad option.
McGee or I'm looking at centers now. Let me go back. All positions.
Center. Mason Plumlee.
Jared Allen.
Way too good to be. He's a starter.
We need somebody who's a little. Well, Capella's kind of small. Well, he's 6'10", but
he's a starter, sadly.
Yes, he is. Nick Claxton. Well, he's a starter too, isn't he?
Yep.
Damn it.
I love his game, though.
Yeah. We got AD already. He's a starter. Andre Drummond. Well, he can space the floor a little bit. But we need somebody who can work. Like, okay, we got we need somebody who can shoot and defend.
New Orleans Noel. He can shot block the rim. Because we just need a secondary shot blocker at the rim.
You need a secondary shot blocker. Okay. So
yeah, because we're running drop.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, or Jamichael Green?
And he's 6'8". He's a power forward.
Yeah, why they got him under center, though?
Because they didn't have one last year, and that's why they got bumped in the second round. Alex Len.
Alex Len.
He had a good moment in the playoffs. He's tall as hell. Defended the rim really well. Yeah, I mean, Christian Coloco's really phenomenal.
I love him, obviously.
It's Christian Coloco. Yeah.
Christian? Okay. Sounds good. Christian Coloco. He can defend the rim and he's switchable too, but you know, he's really super long and linky. His defense is more long than Jackson Hayes.
Okay.
So we have Christian Coloco, Bobby Portis, and Russell Westbrook. So I think we need one defender at that two guard position. I feel like Alex Caruso, we keep on choosing him, but he keeps on being way too qualified for the position. So, you know what I mean? And he's a good passer. So, you know, he's played point guard in college. So he'd be a good, he's another guy that puts on the San Antonio Spurs jersey and like, okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Caruso. Yeah. So we got to get the small forward now. It's your choice.
Okay. Small forward. I don't know. This gets a little bit hard.
We need him to be able to defend.
Let me get around here. Three. A small forward that can defend.
We all know it's going to be Jay Crowder, but let's give it a time. Let's give you time. We all know. Go ahead.
I said Dylan Brooks.
Ooh, he's a starter, sadly.
Oh, yes, he is. He is. Jay Crowder could be a starter, too.
He's not on the Bucks though, but he can be, sure.
Bruce Brown.
Well, he's too small. 6'4".
Too small. 6'4", yeah. I mean, should we just go with what everybody thinks is going to be and just get Jay Crowder?
Just choose the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Jay Crowder.
Yeah. Okay, so 11th and 12th man, you know, I don't think these guys need to have a bunch of veteran experience to be the 11th and 12th man. We have Draymond Green. I mean, we did need a championship experience to bring you to let Cat get along, but I mean, who do we have? Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, championship experience. I mean, we have Alex Caruso, who's a champion, Jay Crowder, who's been in championship games, right? Like, this team's stacked with Bobby Portis, you know what I mean? So we don't really need that. So what guys do you think in 11 to 12?
Who do you have as the backup center?
Christian Coloco. I feel really comfortable in that.
I'm okay with that too. Let's do that, you know. And there's a backup center. Or a backup, just any backup. Backup. Maybe JaVale McGee? Or is he already on there?
No, he's not. If you want to put him on, that's fine.
Yeah, JaVale McGee.
Okay, drop coverage is a point. Okay, I think since we only have two small forward wings defenders, adding another guy here, I think makes sense for injury purposes. So I'm going to go Taurean Prince. Mm-hmm. Tashaun Prince, okay. Taurean Prince.
I think it's
Taurean Prince. Yeah, that's what I'm going. Oh, wait, no. I'm going to choose an Ohio State Buckeye. Kata Bates Diop. Small forward for the Phoenix Suns. For obvious reasons.
From the Ohio State University.
Exactly. 6'7". Yeah. Played on the Spurs. Got drafted by the Spurs. I think he'll fit. I just maybe he'll understand the offense. Yeah.
Choose another Ohio guy. Let's go with Obi Toppin. I'm kidding.
Yeah, Dayton. Yeah. So this is the that's that team. I mean, dear goodness, man. We're talking about Greg Popovich as the coach too. Look, Karl Anthony Towns gets a ton of hate from people that I completely disagree with. I understand that he may not be the defensive player that people all wanted him to be, right? But let's appreciate the 27-10. Like, that's insane. Yeah. And he shoots at really high efficiency. He can be in the post and be extremely dominant. He can be in the mid post and be extremely dominant. He's extremely dominant in the pick and roll and spacing at the 3-point line. He'd be amazing in the Spurs offense. Perfect fit. He gets that championship experience. Draymond Green and the Spurs offense with all their passing. Beautiful. I mean, it's perfect. This team is got that ring on him. This is ring number for Pop. 5?
Yeah. No, he already has 5, because Tim got 5, so it'll be like 6. Yeah. My question is, right, and this is like a very like out of left field question. Could Pop and the San Antonio Spurs revive Ben Simmons?
The only person that can revive Ben Simmons is Ben Simmons.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
I'm saying like,
it's his own personal confidence. On,
true, but I would say like, if he was to be placed on like one of our built teams, like in place of Russ or something like that, could he thrive?
I think that would be way too much responsibility
pressure.
To rely on him. Yeah. It'd be way too much to rely on him to be to do that.
Damn. Yeah, I'd rather have Russ then. Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah. I was just thinking like maybe like we throw like Ben Simmons out there, as much as I don't like him, you know what I mean? Still like
yeah. Yeah. We got spacing for days, boys and girls. Spacing for days.
That's all we need with a cat, because they're going to put him in make him a shooter. Make him a shooter. You know what I mean? And then space the floor enough so that he can work down low if he wants to.
Yeah.
And then you also have a bunch of passing, so he won't be like the... I mean, he'll be the focal point. You play through him, but you also can space out and everybody else can make shots too.
Yeah. Yeah. This team's
it's crazy winning. How Jay Crowder just fits on all of our teams.
yeah, we all it's a veteran 3D guy. That yeah, he's a valuable guy. Valuable.
He is a valuable guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is like what we were talking about last podcast, right? Like it's doable. It's, you can build championship teams, and it's the Minnesota Timberwolves' fault, for example, for not having a good enough organization in front office to build around a guy like Kat. Right? It's definitely doable, yeah. Right? It's not overly crazy. You know, even though it might be a tough situation to build around, just like Giannis is a tough guy to build around, but they want to ring with him, right? Because Giannis has limitations. He can't shoot a three. Okay, well, we need to figure out how to get this to work. He needs spacing. It's okay. We got to figure out how to get this to work, right? It's difficult players to build a ring with are possible. You just got to be creative. And most NBA teams are stuck in their own ways, and coaches are stuck in their own ways. Most coaches only have one system that they believe in. It's tough to find a fit.
Yeah. And the thing with Giannis, and I want to say this real quick, is that they didn't just find the system perfect for him overnight. You know, he's been in the league for several years. So eventually they found the coach that fit him, that could build the system around him, that turned them into a championship contender. Yeah. And a proverbially number one spot, you know, number one spot in the East. So
agreed.
It just takes some time. I mean, like, yeah, you can experiment with things, but you know, it's not. It's never going to be easy. But you just got to just be creative, like Jason said.
Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else, Chris?
Yeah. Man, I'm pretty much done. This was fun, though. I think they were pretty tough, though, considerably. Because they really could have used, like, Kevin Durant or anybody like that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my goodness. It would have been so easy with Kevin Durant.
Our second team could work so well with Luka.
I know. Oh, my goodness. What does Luka need? Marcus Smart. Okay, we're good. That's literally all we need. we just... Marcus Smart. Okay, perfect. Give me that defensive guard. That could pass a little, doesn't need to score much. Ta-da! We're there. We could build.
We're there.
It's not that complicated, boys and girls.
It's really not.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You have anything else to say, Chris?
No, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you guys for listening to our podcast. It's been very fun. We're going to keep on having creative ideas in this offseason where we talk about current season things and kind of just talk about the NBA. It's going to be a fun offseason. Definitely going to want to check out next week's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Jason Collins.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. One more thing
before we go. Yeah.
There was something in the news. We want to send our thoughts and prayers to Bronny James. He had suffered cardiac arrest while he was at practice. They say he's in stable condition.
Yeah.
But still, we want to just, you know, prayers up to him and the James family. We're hoping for a speedy recovery and that he can be back out there playing basketball and doing what he loves.
Yeah, that's a good sentiment, Chris. I completely forgot about that. I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah.
Before we go, gotta make sure we say something about that. But yeah, I'm Chris Muhammad. We are the Basketball Addicts. Peace.
Peace out, boys and girls.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay. And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.